It is great to have Blaine McCarthy with us. He's the founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory with us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Dale. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we were just talking about how busy this week has been. Maybe you're out there thinking the same thing. It's just, is it already Thursday? Tomorrow's Friday. And just been up late every evening this week. And I know even my own self, I had my our four-year-old had a birthday party on Tuesday night, and it just seems like last weekend blew by. But it's better than life not being busy. And that's just me. I like things, keep things rolling. And we're going to keep things rolling this morning right here on the Gospel. And we're going to talk a little bit about personal injury today. And Blaine, you kind of wanted to get on a certain subject, and maybe you can share that with us now.
Yeah, I will, and I'll start with a personal story. You said you've got a boy who just turned four. I've got one who's going to turn four in a month and a half. And little Andrew was with his mom and other brothers. I was out of town, and they were at a restaurant, and he took a fall. It was no fault at all of the facility, but he fell just perfectly wrong, landed on his elbow, ended up having to have surgery to fix it, was in a cast for a long time. And so I wanted to maybe share with your listeners here some things they might need to know if they ever have that situation where they've fallen either in a restaurant or in a store. What should they do? When is the store responsible? That kind of thing. So the next time we get on the air, we'll talk about that. I'll be glad to answer any calls that anybody has if it's, you know, some other kind of an injury scenario. But my intent was to talk about a fall down kind of an injury case.
Okay. And Blaine, I got a question for you. We were Sunday night after church. We were with some friends, and my two-year-old didn't want to be held by my wife, so he wanted to get down. When he got down, obviously he wanted to run away. Well, when he did, he fell and just banged his head on a chair, split it wide open, and he didn't require any kind of stitches or anything like that. But, I mean, personally, I did not think at all that was a restaurant's fault. If anything, that was our fault for not holding his hand. But when is it the store's fault when somebody does fall or slip or something like that happens? When is it their fault?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Dale, and I do get that a lot. You know, you've got your own personal experience with your boy on Sunday. I've got mine with mine a couple months ago. In both of our scenarios, it really wasn't the facility's fault. Under the law, the restaurant or the store is not the perfect insurer of your well-being. Each of us under the law has a duty to protect ourselves, and common issues and hazards or chairs in your case, you know, that's just a part of daily life. But the law holds the facility responsible if one of three things have happened. If the store or the restaurant has actually created a hazard of some kind, the chair that your boy hit is not a hazard.
Right.
My boy fell off a slide. It was perfectly well maintained, landed on a rubberized floor. So there's nothing really hazardous about that setting for him either. So that's option number one, is if the store has created a hazard. Option number two is if the store did not create the hazard but knew the hazard was there. For instance, a customer spills a cup of water, tells the waitress goes to the back room to get it, gets caught up in stuff and doesn't come out for 10 minutes, somebody else walks by, falls in the water. That might be a potential scenario where the restaurant or store had some responsibility because they knew about the hazard and didn't address it. The third option and the final option under the law is if the store didn't create the hazard, didn't even know about the hazard, but should have known about the hazard if they were attentive to their store. Same kind of scenario. Let's say the waitress serves somebody and then goes back in the kitchen for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, crazy idea, but in the midst of what normally would be a 5-minute break and she's coming out and checking out things, she just doesn't do that for whatever reason, is not aware of what's going on out in the store. Chaos is breaking out in the store. There's water everywhere and people are falling. It's a weird scenario. But if a store or restaurant has a normal protocol, which most do, for kind of keeping an eye on their facilities and making sure there's nothing in the way and nothing out of place or water on the floor, and if they're failing to do that, then the law might hold them responsible, even though they didn't create it or know about it, because they should have known about it.
Basically just being negligent, if anything.
Yeah, all of those yeah. are ways to trigger the negligence responsibility of the store. But like you said, and in my experience, not every time that someone falls in a store or restaurant is the store negligent or liable.
Sure.
So you gotta address that issue first. And in our scenario and in yours, Dale, it was nobody's fault. It just was an unfortunate accident that happened.
Absolutely. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. If you got a question at all, I'd like to hear from you, 781-4321. If you'd like some more information about Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, go to our website at wjbcfm.com. Click on Business Partners there. Scroll on down. You will see where their link is. You can find out about them and what their stand is. And there are a lot of different areas of law that they practice. And if you'd like to call them, 904-223-JCLD, that's 904 323-JCLD. It's great having Blaine McCarthy with us from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. Of course, we are discussing, you like that word? Personal injury. And if you have a question at all, we want to hear from you. 781-4321, 781-4321.
Yeah, Dell, we've been discussing the
thank you.
The scenario. You're welcome. The scenario of falling down, and I just wanted to carry on with that thought process. So, the next thing that should come to mind if someone encounters that is, well, what do I do? They're on the floor and they're embarrassed usually, and often the first reaction is, "Let me get up. Let me get out of here. I don't want to be seen. This is humiliating." But really the wise thing to do when that has happened is to alert somebody in the management of that facility, whether it's a restaurant or a store. It may be that nothing comes of it, but there's a lot of reasons why you want to get somebody to create an incident report, some manager to know about what happened. One is to alert the manager that maybe there is a deficiency in what's going on. Maybe the manager doesn't realize that there's only one waiter and there needs to be three and there's just not enough eyes to see what's going on. Or didn't realize the hazard was there. Who knows? So often doing that incident report is for the benefit of the facility so that they can correct that and protect other patrons. Obviously, sometimes it's for the benefit of the person who has fallen because there's a record now of in the event that injury is significant and the store is responsible, then they can look back and have a description of what happened at the moment it happened versus you explaining it 2 months later. And every now and then, you'll encounter at a facility insurance coverage that is for medical benefits, and that is essentially a health type insurance that is available to someone who is injured on that property, even though they may have been the one to fall without any responsibility of the property owner. Most homeowners policies have that as well. You know, look up in your policy, you'll probably see it, Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Mine does as well. And it's not as common in a store or a restaurant, but it can be there, and that would be helpful if you have to go to the emergency room just to get checked out or whatever. Often those what look like minor falls can create hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical expenses to you. And if the facility has a medical payments type coverage in their policy, that can help defray some of those expenses.
Now, we're talking about facilities and businesses, but you kind of just alluded to it and made me think of it. What about residences, people's homes? Is that the same? Is this the same kind of scenario here?
Same basic scenario in terms of whether the homeowner be responsible. Same basic three prongs. Either they create the hazard, knew of it, and just didn't care to correct it, or should have known, and their ignorance is no excuse. So exactly right. The law doesn't really distinguish in a pure sense between the homeowner and his responsibilities and a store owner and his responsibilities. Although generally, since there's going to be more traffic in the store and a store is designed to be an invitation, to come into it, there's more potential for the law to trigger responsibility. But by and large, it's the same analysis.
Okay. And Blaine, you said you had a good call just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I had a great call, Dylan. It was kind of along the lines of where we went toward the end when we shifted the thought process to the homeowner and what happens if the fall happens at a residence versus a store. The caller had a great scenario, which I do encounter. I can't say often, but I have in the past. And the scenario was this: that there's a sidewalk out front of her house, and the trees nearby, the root system has buckled the sidewalk, and someone has tripped and fallen. What responsibility does the homeowner have in that scenario? Is the homeowner potentially going to be liable for any injuries caused by that? And I described to her what I think is the distinction between the sidewalk scenario that she described and the front door path scenario, which she didn't describe. The sidewalk in a typical residential street, and even in a developed community, typically the sidewalks are not owned by the owner of that house. You don't own that 100-yard stretch of sidewalk that runs across your front yard. That's really still owned by the city or by the developer. That's a common easement is the legal terminology.
Okay.
And so the property owner of the house is not the owner of that stretch of sidewalk. So I would still advise a homeowner, if you live in such a house and you see a sidewalk in front of your house that's getting decrepit because of root systems or it's failing or whatever else, it would be wise both from a legal protection standpoint and from a public safety standpoint to alert whomever is the responsible party. If it's the city, if it's the developer, if it's the homeowners association, they may be the one who owns the common area, to give them the heads up that you're concerned about the safety relating to the sidewalk running across the front of your house. You don't want someone to fall on it. But I told this lady, compared to that, what if the fact pattern was someone was walking to her front door and they left the sidewalk and they walked up the little paved pathway that she had put in place for people to not traipse across her yard, but to walk on the pathway to go to the front door. What if the tree was located next to that thing and the root system buckled that front pathway and the person fell? To me, that's a different scenario because most likely she owns that particular stretch of land and she owns the path going to the front door. So she would potentially be the one responsible. Again, she'd have to either create the hazard, know it was there and didn't do anything about it, or didn't know it was there and should have. So it's not an automatic that she's going to be responsible, but since she would be the owner of that part of land, she might be. So it's a key distinction, and it was a great question.
All right, good job. This is Dell, and I have Blaine as my cohort this morning talking about personal injury, 781-4321. And Blaine, you wanted to mention something, I guess it was.
Yeah, just as a final parting thought, for this scenario, the fall down, and really it applies to any injury scenario, whether it's driving a car, walking in a store, walking to your friend's house, there is a prevailing legal principle that each of us has to take reasonable care for our own safety. You cannot just drive wild on the roads and someone hits you and blame them. You can't stop in the middle of a thoroughfare and someone hits you and blame them. You can't walk blindly, you know, through a very busy and crowded store, fall and blame the store. So the prevailing sentiment is that every person has a duty to protect themselves to the best that they can. And so what we've been discussing here as it relates to the fall down in a restaurant, a store, or at someone's house is when, despite the fact that the victim has done that, they've encountered this hazard that was not expected and couldn't have been expected or couldn't have been avoided or those sort of things. So again, to sort of wrap this up in a bow, if you happen to be in an unfortunate scenario where you have fallen, you know, the first analysis legally is, you know, were you paying attention? Was this thing that you encountered something that was very obvious and you didn't see it because you were off, you know, somewhere else in your mind and your eyes? If that's not the case, then the analysis is what did the facility do to contribute to this hazard by either causing it, ignoring it, or not discovering it when they should have? And once you've, from the lawyer, once I've kind of gone through that, is when you determine whether there's any responsibility for anybody else because of the fall that happened. And oftentimes, as was the case for your son and mine, there is nobody else responsible. And very often the fall down is because of an unfortunate scenario that just happens.
Right.
And life, you know, in life brings us scenarios where no one's to blame and it just happens. And we got to just take that on the chin and learn from that and be toughened by it or whatever reason God, you know, allowed that to happen in our lives. But when there are the scenarios where somebody else could have and should have done something better, that's when the lawyer can perhaps help with the fall down claim.
Well, with four boys in my family, I can guarantee you that will not be the last.
I got three myself, including the one I talked about, so I'm with you, brother.
Absolutely. Well, Blaine, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Been my pleasure.
I'm attorney Blaine McCarthy, founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, a referral service connecting you to Christian lawyers in a wide variety of legal specialties. Our website has a growing database of free legal information, and we answer your calls and questions every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8 to 9 here on 91.7 The Gospel. Our attorneys can be reached at 223-JCLD or online at JacksonvilleChristianLawyerDirectory.com. The Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, helping you find the Christian lawyers you seek.